You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, it's Lydia here at SRAcon, and I am now joined by Will Manning and Dave Murphy. Hello.
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 So this podcast is for people who unfortunately couldn't make the conference, so the people at home. So could you give them a bit of a summary about what your talk was about?
So today we were talking about the relationship between a producer and presenter, how we work together, how we make a show, how my show in particular, London Drive on Capital, comes together working with my producer Dave. So we're getting both sort of sides of the story, really.
Yeah, and just sort of going into how important that relationship is in making good radio. Obviously, Will and I work together, so we have a good working relationship, a very good relationship. You can't see from listening to this, but we're currently holding hands. It's very romantic.
So obviously you kind of touched on it then, but like, how important is it for you to get on with the producer or presenter? Like, is that important as well as them being skilled, like actually having a good friendship and relationship?
Yeah, so I joined Capital in June last year. Dave, you joined in August, was it? So I had a producer. Actually, you didn't produce me for quite a while, actually. So I had a producer and I was set and I was, you know, plodding along doing what I was doing. And then I was like, oh, you're getting a new producer. So I was like, oh, will I get on with this guy? Who is he? What's he about? Will he understand me? All these thoughts are going through my head. But now we've built a really solid relationship. We know each other as really, really good friends. We tell each other basically everything. We overshare everything. And all of that is essential to be able to have a amazing producer-presenter relationship in the studio and outside of the studio as well. You have to be friends. You have to be.
I mean, it's like, atmosphere is so important in the studio, and obviously you're going through your content and you're working on stuff and you're planning ahead, but there will be times where you've got stuff in the bag and there's just sort of a lull. You're going through songs and you can't afford there to be a lull. If you've got a good relationship, you'll just chat and that's fine. If you don't get on, you'll sit in silence, and silence will just, like, silence is the death of radio. So yeah, so it's good that you should always have a good friendship with your producer and presenter.
Cool. And obviously this conference is all about student radio, so how much do you value, like, student radio experience? Do you think it's an important thing to have?
Definitely, 100%. Any experience is invaluable, and the fact that you can get that experience at your university for free and just get on a radio station, you could put in literally no effort and be on air, and that's amazing, because there are people out there that would kill for that opportunity. So make the most of it while you've got it, because getting as much experience as you can is vital. And obviously I did say you could do it with putting in no effort, but put in as much effort as you can, because it's important.
The thing is about student radio, this is why I love it and love, like, getting involved every year with everything SRA do, is because you can get away with absolute murder. Do this now whilst you have the chance, because believe me, as soon as you get into a business, you will not be able to do that anymore in the way that you perhaps want to or think is best. You will be told how to do it. Obviously, it's your show, but there's creative restraints and stuff. So whilst you've got the chance, explore, be a producer, be a presenter, do the news, do sport, do whatever it is that you can, so you can appreciate every single aspect once you get into the real world.